I'd like to know where Lou Holtz is right now.
Oh, I win. Google me.
We're not hosting an intergalactic kegger down here.
A really solid weekend in college football gets started today with Nebraska and Illinois tonight. Those are a matchup of number 22 versus number 24 in Lincoln. And this is proof. Well, first of all, Matt Rhule, congrats to you, man. Like we thought he was dead in the water at Carolina, right?
Second year effect from Matt Rhule is happening in Lincoln.
Did the same thing at Baylor, second year. Did the same thing at Temple, second year. And now doing the same thing at Nebraska. He's got a quarterback in Raiola. And they have canceled classes for the day in Lincoln.
Whoa.
They're back. You know they're back, and it's a big game.
Tolo Roy Smith says, go Big Red.
Go Big Red. There you go. You know it's a big game, and they're back when they cancel classes so the students and stuff can go and pregame for this one. And they're going to, and this is a good matchup here. A fringe. Neither one of them is going to make the playoff, I don't think. They would have to. I mean, obviously, if you win the Big Ten, you're going to be in. But they're going to have enough losses. But these are two teams that I would want to face Nebraska next year. I think they're going to be really, really good. The big one tomorrow night is Oklahoma and Tennessee. College game day is in Norman. This is a massive one. This is the Josh Heupel revenge game. He was fired by OU as their OC. Goes on to be a head coach at Central Florida and now at Tennessee. And he's got, I mean, his offense is crazy. This is the largest home dog Oklahoma has been since 1998. They are 6-2 in their last 8 home games against the spread.
And what is it?
7. And 7.5, depending on where you found it. I saw it at 7 yesterday, but it was -120. I actually took an alternate line of 7.5 so I could get even money on it. So I didn't have to pay any juice. So it's one of those things where you could either take the juice if you want to, but I decided not to.
Choppy will be celebrating that as part of his birthday. By the way, a couple of other Tolos have said, throw me into the party with Peyton and RJ celebrating today. Tony's Summer's son, happy birthday. And Kyle's wife, Lydia, happy birthday as well.
And Tolo Nick. Nick and Huckabee has come up and said it's his birthday as well. So that's everybody, the 20th, man. I had no idea it was so big.
What are your expectations for Tennessee right now this year?
Playoff.
Okay.
I don't know. I don't know. But, yeah, I think that at the way they've started the year, this is clearly a playoff team based on the first 3 games. Now, granted, they've played 2 trash teams and then NC State, who is a middle-of-the-road, top half ACC, but middle-of-the-road team. They beat them 51-10.
Tennessee has gone from 20-1 to 12-1 to win it all from Bet Online. Ohio State is the new favorite, slightly ahead of Georgia. Florida State and 12 other teams have been taken off the board. Florida State has already gone under their win total.
Yeah, they were the first team to clinch the under. That's interesting, though, that you said that Georgia is second. Texas is now the favorite to win the SEC.
Ooh.
So I saw that yesterday. They're the favorite to win the SEC. They're both in plus money. They're plus 210. Georgia's like plus 220. Very, very small favorite. But I think that has to do with the fact that that game is going to be in Austin, the Georgia versus Texas game. Now, they'll meet up again, right? They would meet up again in Atlanta.
Right now, I got Ohio State at 7-2. They move down. Georgia at 18-5. Texas at, I don't know why the arrow is moved down. It says arrow move down category for Ohio State. I would have thought they moved up past Georgia. Either way, it was 7-2. Georgia 18-5. Texas 5-1. Bama 9-1, Oregon 10-1, Ole Miss 12-1, Tennessee Vols, RJ Choppy 12-1. Is this good enough value yet for the Longhorns of 5-1?
I think it's great value. Yeah, I think it's great value. You have, Quinn's going to come back and be the quarterback. He's the Heisman. By the way, you can get Quinn right now at 18-20-1 of the Heisman. I think that
5 days ago, I had him here off the board.
Yeah, and now he's back. So there's a lot of places where he's back on the board. BetMGM, he's back on the board.
Arch is starting this weekend.
Arch has been announced to start for this weekend, but they don't think Quinn's injury is like that
major.
Major. So you're telling me that you're going to have the guy who was the favorite 6 days ago, Now you'll be able to get him at 18-20-1.
Well, you're going to have to factor in how much they're going to punish for two games out. Are his stats going to have to catch up? And are they going to have to be that much better than whoever else in order to win it missing these games?
That's true. The thing, though, that I think separates him is...
Because these are two stat-eater games with Louisiana Monroe.
Absolutely.
I think they're... What are they, a favorite? 30?
42.5, 44.5, I think.
Yeah.
A lot of points.
Yeah, it's a lot.
Thanks. Thanks, Pepe.
But think of it this way. So he has... Quinn's going to be... He's going to be back for the Georgia game on October 19th. That is going to be one of the most watched football games, if not the most watched football game of the year. There's a good chance it's at worst 1-3. It might be 1-2. And it's going to be the most watched game of the year. And if he goes out there and he puts up a huge game in front of all those Heisman voters, do they care about Louisiana Monroe? Then you've got the SEC championship game that he'll play in eventually. So I think it's still his to lose. I am all over that number.
Cam Ward is once again the favorite, though.
And he's been great.
From Miami. 4-1. Milroe, 6-1. Jackson Dart, who apparently did his girlfriend dirty. Go look up that story. 7-1. Then you have your boy from Tennessee.
Nico, I'm a believer.
9-1. Dylan Gabriel, Oregon. And then Arch Manning at 14-1. This was as of a few days ago.
Number 11, USC is at number 18, Michigan. Michigan's not very good right now. I'm sorry, Derek. They're moving. They changed quarterbacks. They got Orgy in there. Nope. Miller Moss shooting up Heisman boards for USC.
Orgy.
I really think that Moss is a nice player. I think it's a fool's bet to bet on him for the Heisman. There's too many other good quarterbacks out there that are going to be ahead of him to win it. They're a year away, but they are going to wind up being one of those teams that might sneak in to the playoff as well. You got a huge one in Stillwater. Utah and Oklahoma State. There's some Cam Rising, the quarterback of Utah. There's some injury news with him and concerns. This, I think, is the two best teams in the conference, along with Kansas State. Both are ranked, all three of them are ranked 12, 13, and 14. They're all bang, bang, bang. So one is in the playoffs. You know that. The other one likely is as well. You might get to get two teams in. It's a two-bid league if there's no upsets. I'm going to do an upset special here this weekend. Be on lookout, Miami at South Florida. That's a night game. The students, this is the largest student ticket request game in the history of South Florida's program. They are breaking records. This place is going to be a madhouse. There's going to be a lot of Cane fans. But Miami is... They start ACC play next week, and it's a short week for them. They're going to want to get in and out of this game. This is a trap. It's a 17-point spread. It's a trap game. I am all over South Florida this game. The weather, I checked the weather, unlike Dion. And
I hope it rains on Colorado.
Oh, I know.
I hope it just rained in the forecast. I'm not trying to be literal. I am trying to be literal. I'm not trying to be figurative. I hope it rains at the Colorado game just for that fight with the reporter.
Yeah. So, but and that's I don't know that USF's going to win, but it's going to be a tight, tight game. They were down 14-13 at Alabama 2 weeks ago, USF was. Now, Bama winds up winning that game like 42-16, but it was 14-13 entering the fourth quarter. This is not going to be a cakewalk, I don't believe, for Miami, and especially if they get that late afternoon Florida rain. So keep an eye on that one.
College football kegger with RJ Choppy here on 105.3 The Fan.
Is Deion Sanders the next head coach of Florida State? He is the favorite right now to take over Florida State. I don't think they're getting rid of Norvell. And has Deion done anything at Colorado that would warrant a step up?
Well, I guess you could just ask if you're an AD if the notoriety and all the talk segments are worth it. Because he has done that. You cannot dispute. I'm wrong about his success. I think I'm going to be wrong about his future success. And with the in the spirit of Bassick listening right now, I agree with him. I don't think Deion Sanders is coaching after his boys leave or after Shador leaves. I don't think so.
I agree.
And I would not hire Deion Sanders right now anyway. No way.
I agree. I don't think I would either. Listen, at Colorado, the notoriety is worth it. They were a nothing program. Yeah. Nobody came to the games. They were 1-11.
They've won. This has been a successful hire for them.
For Colorado, yeah. It hasn't been a successful run for Deion because he hasn't won.
Yes, for Colorado, though. Financial impact, the news, the attention, the stories. I think it's a win.
We've seen more of Colorado on TV in the last 15 games than we saw since 1990.
They force you to talk about that.
They force you to talk about them. Florida State, I think, is too proud of a program to sell out for some clicks. Like, they're a good program. I don't think they're going to go down that road.
And I'm giving Norvell, you know, next year.
Yeah, I mean, he might be gone after this year. Not after this year, but after next year. This is a punt year. The NIL and the transfer portal has shown.
Was this supposed to be a punt year when you got your quarterback coming back?
No, they did lose a lot of. Well, he didn't have the quarterback coming back. Jordan Travis was the quarterback.
Jordan Travis, that's right.
They lost the quarterback, and then they went in the transfer portal and got DJ. And that was a mistake. They should have gone and just stuck with the backups they had or get somebody else. They didn't, and that was a huge mistake, and it's going to maybe cost him. I don't know. Speaking of quarterbacks, I saw this. The five biggest quarterback problems in college football. And I don't know if this is a Dallas Cowboys situation here, but they have the Texas Longhorns as one of the teams with the biggest quarterback problems in the country. They got Michigan on there, Notre Dame, Florida State, obviously, Kentucky. Then they write Texas. And they're like, having two of the five best quarterbacks in the country is a problem because it's a good problem. And I'm like, what?
Man, okay. I feel like, and I personally, as a sports fan, want to see Arch. And I wanted to see Arch at the beginning of this year. I think we've gone way overboard in disrespecting Quinn Ewers and him getting his job back and analyzing what the Longhorns are with him at quarterback. We're talking about the number one team in the country and a legit national player. And we're just like, no, because his last name is Manning, he can be just as good.
Yeah,
I mean, offense doesn't change, no drop-off whatsoever. The title odds don't change. I think now, and I'm not like the biggest believer. I'm not in yours in the National Football League yet. I haven't seen like wow factor when watching him play, but now I think we've gone the other way with disrespect.
Yeah, look, I mean, I don't think there's any question. Manning has a higher ceiling than Quinn. I think that's what it is. Manning, theoretically, I mean, he's going to go into next year. Him and Raiola and Nico and Miller Moss will be your four Heisman number one guys going into next year. He'll be the number one pick in the draft, most likely, or right there in the conversation with it. And I don't think Quinn will be in the conversation for the overall number one pick. That's just the difference. But the disrespect of Quinn is pretty high right now. Like, Arch had a great game against UTSA. It was still UTSA. Quinn Ewers went into Michigan, a tough place to play, and had a tremendous game. Would Arch have done that in the same situation? I don't know. I mean, he's never played a road game in college football, a major road game. So, I don't know. Is it a problem to have? Sure. Yeah, it's a good problem to have. Wonderful. The Arkansas Athletic Director, Sean, is asking for donations, basically to pay the NIL. They have two people in the state of Arkansas to give them money, Walmart and Jerry Jones. But he proposed an easy solution to Arkansas fans.
Breaking news, by the way. Joel Embiid, 3 for $193 in Philadelphia.
That's like $64.5 million.
3 for $193. Breaking news on the Fan presented by BetQL. Smarter bets start with BetQL. Download the BetQL app or visit BetQL.com today.
He says, if we could get 10,000 homes across the state of Arkansas to give $100 a month all year long, we would be in the NIL game from a football perspective.
See what y'all started.
It's that simple. Yeah, I know. That's right. We all started. Now everybody's going to go door to door asking. Like, this guy, this is Arkansas, dude. Hunter, you're a check, the AD. You got Walmart and Jerry Jones, and then the rest of your state collectively has, like, six teeth, a boat slip, and a sister cousin. You're going to go out there and ask for $100 a month from 10,000 people? Come on, man. What are we doing? You ain't got that. Go ask Walmart. Go ask Jerry Jones for some cash.
And then in honor of Bobby, he wanted to play some biscuits that came from the world of college football the other day.
Yeah, guys, number 3 Ohio State is hosting Marshall tomorrow in Columbus. And so, you know, the question's always got to be asked. When you have these little dog schools facing big dogs, the question has to be asked to the head coach, how are you going to beat these guys? Or are you going to beat these guys? And so this is Marshall head coach Charles Huff poking a little fun on how he thinks he's going to get Ohio State players to transfer to Marshall and beat them.
I feel good about the track we're on. Trust me, I know where we are, but I feel good about the track we're on, and I feel good about the players we have. I would love to have some of those guys from Ohio State, too. So if they want to transfer on down, we've got a Tudor's Biscuit NIL all you can eat. So if any of those guys that run really, really fast at Ohio State like Tudor's Biscuits, I promise you, all you can eat all day if you transfer here.
You want your players eating all-you-can-eat biscuits? And what are Tudor's Biscuits? Yesterday, I got the education from the Tolos that spaghetti and catfish is a legit thing to try. And now I need the education on Tudor's Biscuits and what they actually are. That is an RJ Choppy happy birthday edition of the College Football Kegger on DFW Sports Station. Bobby is out with Strep. We have the commercial-free expressway next with a Cowboys-Ravens edition of High Low, right here on 105.3 The Fan. No celebration from you on the high low. Very disappointing. Oh, we're going to make the official picks. Try to recover from a disastrous prediction segment last week, not just with power rankings, but with the Cowboy games. I thought it was going to be an easy W for the Cowboys. What's going to happen today at 8 o'clock? Get your predictions ready.
My score was almost perfect. I had Cowboys 42-17. They lose 44-19. It was close.
The score was close. All right. I just decided to do this in the commercial break. It could be an absolute disaster because Bobby is out with strep. Of course, Bobby ruined the morning show, and he screwed up high-low. Okay? If you know the rules of high-low, how it goes, you've sat in your car, and you're like, this is the answer, you idiots. What are you doing?
Yeah.
And you think that you can win the game featuring current Cowboys versus Ravens, we want to throw out a guest Tolo participation to play high-low against Choppy and I this morning. Let's go right now to the phone line. Hit us up. Pepe will put you on, and we'll participate and play if you think you can take us down and you know what the game is all about. 877-881-1053 right now. 877-881-1053 to hit us up. And again, it could be disastrous train wreck radio. You don't know how people are actually going to be on air when the blinking light is on. But I got the 682 calling right now.
All right.
And let's see if you want to participate and play in our game.
Got to have fast fingers. He's got a fast finger. We'll be on speed dial.
Hey, did people call it speed dial anymore?
A speed dial on a cell phone?
Yeah, it's the same. Wait, you can, right?
I think you can program people into your top 9, your top 10.
You just hold down a button. Oh, baby.
Look at all the calls. All the calls that came in. 972-817-214-832. I'm trying to look for any Maryland or Baltimore area codes. That could be a little bit of a cheater right there. All right, Pepe, we have Kevin in Fort Worth. You feel good? You feel like you could be a solid competitor?
He said he's going to smoke y'all.
He said high scoring, baby. That's fight words, baby. I'm back.
Kevin, right. You are in the ring with the defending champ most times. I may have won last time. I don't know. But Kevin in Fort Worth, are you ready to play high-low as a special Tolo guest against me and Chop?
Yes, sir. Let's get it.
You know how the game usually goes? You know how it works?
Yeah, I listen all the time, man. I know how it goes.
All right, brother. Let's go ahead and do it. Pepe, take it away.
All right, Kevin, just in case you weren't listening before, it is current Cowboys-Ravens high-low. So these are current players, no coaches, no GMs, no former players, nothing. This is just current Ravens or Cowboys to get you ready for Sunday's game. Sean, do you want to go first here, or do you want Kevin to go first?
Let's put Kevin on the spot. Yeah, he calling in all tough. He calling in all big. Let's go.
Kevin, do you want high pitch or low pitch here?
Let me do high.
At this point, it's just you got to live with the call. I mean, you got to look on. Obviously, watch the film, see what we could do better to not put ourselves in a situation where, you know, to leave in the ref's hands to be able to call that call.
By the way, Peyton, coaches or not?
No coaches.
No coaches, Kevin, so just players.
Okay. DeMarcus Lawrence?
Marcus Lawrence.
Close, but no, that's okay. You get two clues here. Clue number one, Kevin. It's a game of inches when it comes to his foot size.
Oh.
Oh, Who stepped out of bounds and caught the ball when they played Kansas City.
Yep.
You're going to need more specific.
I don't need to remember. Flowers.
See, this sucks. You know the name. It's right there. But,
right.
But you end up freezing with it. It's
tough. You're choking. Right. You get one more clue here. Maybe this one helps you out, Kevin.
Okay.
Clue number two here for 1 point. He's not a likely candidate for MVP, but his quarterback is.
I don't think that helps at all.
No, it don't. I don't know. I know the play, but I can't remember who it was.
Shut out.
I threw in likely there, likely candidate for MVP. Yeah. So, but no, it's all good.
Wow.
Hey, that's on me, Kevin. That's on me.
It's all good.
Isaiah Likely, very good, Pepe. Very good. All right, I will go. I'll keep it high.
Ooh, yeah.
Some of the things that really like stuck out to me was I realized that a game that I love, I didn't get a chance to play.
What type of audio is that?
What the hell was that?
You need to pick low there, Sean. Sorry, I should have told you.
What type of audio was that? It sounds like a player coming back and returning. I'll go CeeDee Lamb.
Not CeeDee. That's all right.
I thought it was Kevin's bad cell phone.
Yeah, it sounded like it.
Interrupting the clip right there, Peyton.
Clue number one here, Sean, for 2 points. A failed first-round pick who played for another Bird team earlier in his career.
Failed first-round pick who played for another Bird team earlier in his career. Nelson Aguilar?
2 points,
oh
Sean Sharif. Wow, at the buzzer. I was about to buzz him, too.
That's very difficult.
Was that a good clue, though? I think we're 2 for 2 on the clues.
Yeah, made up for the first one.
Wow.
The only reason I was trying to figure out Ravens receivers the other day, so I remembered Aguilar. Oh, that was tough. What a great job by me.
Did you know he was in the league still before you went and did some research?
Nope. No idea. I thought it was on the Eagles. Patriots, Eagles.
Yeah,
Eagles, Patriots, whatever.
All right, let's go low. Let's go low. It's my birthday. I wanna get low today.
For myself, I feel like missing last week just because of the hamstring, I wanted to come out here and show what I could do. Can't take all the credit. I mean, all the line did a great job up front. And then just going up there and just showcasing what I can do.
Derrick Henry?
No way. He didn't miss last week.
Not Derrick here. It's all right. Just like Kevin and Sean, we'll go to clue number one here, RJ, for 2 points. Clue number one, size doesn't matter for this cat while he's on the field.
Deuce Vaughn.
There we go.
Right, there we go.
2 points. 2 points tied up here. Kevin.
I didn't realize Sean.
I get Nelson Aguilar. He gets Isaiah Likely, and you get Deuce Vaughn.
I got a third stringer. That's right, a third stringer.
That was supposed to be Bobby's. You know, if Bobby was here, it would have been Bobby's question. But all right, Kevin, you're up. High pitch, low pitch.
Let's go with low this time, man.
Oh.
I wouldn't necessarily say different things that we got to do. You know, at the end of the day, you got to execute the call. So whatever it's called, you have to execute and, you know, just play this game.
I didn't understand. Let me see. Let's go with Zeke.
Close. Not Zeke, though.
Terrible guess, Kevin.
Clue number one here, Kevin.
You're ashamed of yourself.
His son still expects to see Patrick Mahomes every day.
Wait, repeat that clue you said. His son what?
His son still expects to see Patrick Mahomes every day.
That's a good clue.
I have no idea.
Yeah, I'm lost too. Derrick Henry.
Oh, no. Does Derrick have a son? I'm not sure. Maybe he does. Sorry, clue number two here. Kevin, we're still alive. Cussing out his quarterback is something that he might have learned from Nick Saban.
Trayvon Diggs.
Oh!
I was about to buzz him. I was like, oh, man, he talked all that smack up ahead.
Kevin, very impressive, right there.
Nice.
Peyton, good clue. Kevin sounds like he's going through it. He's going through it right now with the stress. Kevin, this is a Cowboys Ravens high low on 105.3 The Fan. I will go low.
Low.
You got to find a way to win. You know, like you said, I used to be an on-two. You got to catch our momentum and get it started right away.
That sounds like the accent I love of Lamar Jackson.
Sean Sherry. Hey!
Wow, the accent.
Man, I love people. I love people with that accent. I do. Five for me, two for Choppy, one for Kevin. Pressure's on you, partner.
It is on. It is on. The heat is on. Let's stick it low.
Stick it low for 3 points.
It's kind of, you know, a little breath of fresh air. And that happens for about a week. And then you're like, okay, I miss it. Your body starts getting back. And then, you know, you get to OTAs, you get to camp. And then you're like, all right, I'm ready.
Mark Andrews?
You get this. That was a quick buzz.
Yeah, it was.
Clue number one, RJ, for 2 points. You can't jump around the fact that this player is one of the best.
Jake Ferguson.
Let me finish the clue next time. But
you
got it. We got it. 2 points. You know, one
that
point,
was the other
points.
Guy I was going to say.
Jump around was the Wisconsin, RJ. That's just for you.
Thank you. I appreciate that one. It's a crap tradition. Did you see Alabama last week? They were jumping around during jump around, mocking jump around.
Oh.
Oh, baby.
All right, Kevin, you're back up.
All right, I'm going to try high, man. Let me do high.
All right, high pitch here.
You got the hitman. The hitman might not get caught, but you know who did it. You know, he's probably a little bit more clean. And assassin, you don't even know he's there. You don't even know he done it.
Hitman and assassin. You know it?
Yeah.
Lamar Jackson?
Not Lamar.
I said Lamar, Kevin. He's off the board.
It's all right. Clue number one here, Kevin, for 2 points. He doesn't do as much talking on the field like he does on the mic.
There we go.
How about
this? Hey, this is good representation.
This is very good representation.
Good representation. I expect people to crumble with the pressure after they miss it the first time, the second time. Kevin has responded. He has three. Choppy has four. Let me end this thing. Is it my turn?
Yes.
It's my turn. Let's go low.
Ooh.
It was meditating. That's what they won. We didn't make the plays when we needed to. We just called to the drama part of the film. And, correct. The execution just has to be better.
You know?
No.
Man, that's a deep voice.
Yeah, it is.
It's not Tank. Buzz.
That's right. In the game.
Oh,
in the game still. Damn. That's right.
Damn it.
You hear that, Kevin? You hear that?
Clue
hear that sound?
Number one. RJ's still alive here. Clue number one, Sean, for 2 points. A threat on offense, but not a big enough threat for Jerry Jones.
Derrick Henry.
He's got the edge on you, Chuck.
All right.
He's got the edge.
This is what RJ does. People think it's rigged. That's how much this always screws me. Choppy will pull this out of his rear end to force overtime, and I will lose in overtime. So you need this to tie me.
I do. Haven't gone low. I haven't gone high yet. I'm saving my high.
All right.
I'll go high here.
I mean, everybody texts me that I know it's, you're going to have, it's just a moment, you know. It's going to make or break you. And I don't plan on letting it break me.
Man, I have no idea.
Yeah, baby!
Let's go with Zeke.
That was
no
Zeke.
Idea.
Clue number one, RJ, for 2 points and a tie with Sean. A Super Bowl was in
no, 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 no. He can't tie me.
Yeah, I'm done.
I have seven.
It's already,
seven.
It's already over.
Oh, well.
But go ahead. Let's continue. Let's continue.
Clue number one for 2 points. A Super Bowl was in reach until he fumbled that away.
Super Bowl was in reach until he fumbled that away.
hell could it possibly be?
Kevin, do you know?
No, because he said current player, so I was thinking something else. Okay.
All right, you have another clue, Peyton, or is that it?
Yes, I got one more clue here. He deserves all the flowers after the impressive rookie season he's showcased. Oh. Yes.
So what was the Super Bowl in the playoff game?
The AFC Championship game. Yeah, he had a big fumble that game.
Peyton, these are good clues.
Yeah, that was good. That was good.
These are very good clues. All right, how many do you have left?
I have one here. One more sudden death here.
Give it to Kevin.
All right, Kevin, here we go. High pitch here.
That third quarter was big. Defense got to stop, get a drive, and get another long drive. Kind of found our momentum there, got on the ball, got in some rhythm. Just goes to show you got to play all four quarters. You can't start that slow.
Cooper Rush.
No way! No!
Oh, my gosh!
I swear that was Cooper Rush. There's no way.
Why would you?
That's amazing.
The one he gets is Cooper the backup quarterback.
How did you know it was Cooper Rush?
Just the way that he was talking, things that he was saying, it was either Dak or Cooper Rush. I didn't want to say Dak. I thought that was too easy, so I just threw out Cooper Rush.
Well done. Too bad it does not matter for anything, but Kevin, thank you for being a Tolo. Very good representation, and enjoy your Friday and your weekend. Appreciate it.
Appreciate y'all, fellas.
Kevin in Fort Worth here. Ooh. On DFW Sports Station.
That's good stuff. That was fun.
Very good. Well done, Peyton.
Congrats on the win.
Did Spittle help you with those clues?
No, he did not.
Okay.
It's all me.
Well done. All right. Last night, the New York Jets get the dominant win over the New England Patriots 24-3. Aaron Rodgers for your fantasy team, if you played him, 280 yards. By the way, I am the champion. Make sure everyone knows that. I'm the champ. Suck it, Bobby. 280 yards and two touchdowns for Rodgers. But after an early score, did you see the awkwardness between him and Robert Saleh?
I did. And either Aaron Rodgers absolutely despises Robert Saleh, or he feels about hugs the same way Adrian Beltre does with touching his head.
Yeah. So when I first saw it, I was like, this is Mike Zimmer, Kirk Cousins. This is like, and it told me everything I needed to know about who has control of the football team. I'm like, man, Robert Saleh is just a little cheerleader there.
Yeah.
And Aaron Rodgers, which we all probably knew, Aaron Rodgers controls the entire organization. And then I love that the lip readers were summoned. What did he say? The two were asked to explain it after the game, and I actually think it makes sense.
There was that awkward exchange with you and Robert. You appeared to push him away.
It was not really awkward at all.
When he went to hug you, what happened?
I didn't know. He's not a big hugger, usually, so I didn't know he was going for the hug. He likes to do the two-hand chest push as well. But he talks a lot about two-score leads. So I just kind of gave him a push and said, two-score lead. That's what happened.
What happened in the second quarter? Looked like you went up and tried to give Aaron Rodgers a hug there.
Oh. You know, part of the things that we'd been talking about is to just get the defense a two-score lead. And it was a two-score lead, so I guess it was he just wanted to see something on defense. So
he just reminded me that he
got a two-score lead.
Makes sense. So that's an all-business response. Like, yo, focus. We're locked in here. Don't be sitting there doing cartwheels that we're up a touchdown.
Yeah.
But, man, that was a glare.
That was a glare.
Someone said, wow, didn't know that Robert Saleh was related to Aaron Rodgers. That's the way Aaron treats the family.
Man, can he update his helmet a little bit?
I can read, though.
His helmet looks like it's 30 years old. It's like everybody else has got these unique helmets with the, you know, the concussion helmets or the one with the little hole in the front. And there's Aaron using the same helmet he used in 08.
All right, so is this something or nothing?
The glare made it seem like it was something to me. You know, it just made it seem like it's something.
It's nothing, but the glare tells me, like, Robert Saleh is not going to. He has no authority over Rodgers.
No. Oh, no.
I correct myself. Michael Jordan with the huddle with Phil, like, maybe. But you always felt like Phil had some control.
Sure.
Over Mike.
Different era, too. Back in the 90s, it was still, you know, the coaches still had overlord power.
So to me, this is a nothing, micro, macro. just reinforces it's Aaron Rodgers' world. Jets get the win. They move to 2-1. Official Cowboys-Ravens picks at 8 o'clock. Right now, let's clean up.
Did you know that Benjamin Franklin invented the junk drawer?
Junk it!
Look at that. Everyone on ESPN picking the Saints over the Eagles.
Wow.
Eagles hosting New Orleans, and they're going 4-for-4 with the Saints pick. I hope so. Makes me feel better about the Saints' loss and the Eagles hopefully dropping to 1-2. Sean Shreve, RJ Choppy, and Peyton Russell with you here with Bobby out with strep. This is the junk drawer, the stories we did not get to throughout the week on 105.3 The Fan. I think we should start with, in the spirit of the State Fair of Texas, starting next Friday.
Yeah.
Let's start with what's happening at the Oklahoma State Fair.
Okay, so there's about 1 million people every year that flock to Oklahoma City and go to the State Fair. It started on September 12th. That's when the State Fair started. Now, there's a lot of attractions out there. The Kraken Corn comedy show and the goat milking experience. There also was something where you were walking by the car that served as the grand prize of what was dubbed the Stinkin' Sentra Contest. Okay? The concept is straightforward. Four contestants... battle of endurance. They get into a 2024 Nissan Sentra at 11 a.m., knowing they'd be disqualified if they left for any reason. You can't get out of the car.
Oh.
You're allowed to take a bathroom break every 3 hours, but it's the only time you're allowed to get out. So any food that was consumed that in the vehicle needed to stay in the vehicle. Okay, this is like a hot car, right? It's like
yeah.
A hot, yeah. You're sitting in the car. So Brian Richmond...
Wait, so... I can take food in there with me?
Yes. Yeah,
so you can take my own supplies.
Yeah, you can take your own supply there, but you can't. Once you're done with it, you have to leave it in the car.
Okay.
All right.
So, got to get onions. So raw onions.
It's going to smell.
Stink people out.
So, things took a turn, though, after the... So, this guy, Brian Richmond, wins it. He clinched victory. Arkansas resident Chris Deschner calls it quits, bolts out of the vehicle. But the runner-up accused the winner... of resulting, resorting to an unsavory tactic to get him to quit, and unsanitary for that matter. The winner went into the porta potty, grabbed a cup,
oh my god,
and dipped and scooped out the poop of the porta potty, and brought that into the vehicle, and placed it on that back window, like where the speakers would be behind the back seat.
Was human fecal matter.
And the organizers said they told him that he had violated the rules, but you know, against bringing things in the car, but declined to issue disqualification.
No.
And he refused to get back into the Sentra out of self-respect, handing over the win to his competitor.
Dude, come on.
Gross.
Smart or dirty?
I mean, oh, that's dirty.
It's obviously dirty.
That's dirty. So that's the Stinkin' Sentra. Now they're going to, you know, this is...
Now the car was running like AC on during this?
You know, I wasn't...
That sounds like a lawsuit.
Yeah, I wasn't able to find out. It looked like the windows were just open.
Yeah.
So they went in at 11 o'clock and they lasted until 6.
So who gets the car?
Well, as of now, the guy who won. The guy who brought the poop in got the car.
Yeah, because that's not food.
That's not food. So they're... they're going to the an arbiter here over this to try to figure out
Olympic arbiter
who really is the one that gets the vehicle.
I don't think he deserves that.
I don't think so either. That's cheap.
That's disqualification. Shame, man. Detroit Lion fans.
Shame.
Shame on you. Shame on you. This story stunned me because I gave Lion fans more credit. Dan Campbell had to sell his house for more privacy. He said, quote, "There's plenty of space. It's on 2 acres. The home is beautiful. It's just that people figured out where we lived when we lost." Fox 2 in Detroit reported his home address was leaked to the public, and he and his family became the victim of pranks and harassment after tough Lions losses, including the NFC Championship game. They filed police reports. They filed police reports. So they listed the 7,800 square foot house in Bloomfield Hills for $4.5 million. Deal was pending, already done, and they moved into another house already. Campbell's home was built in 2013 for this Hockey Hall of Fame member who played for the Red Wings. And the likely buyers are huge Lion fans But they had to move out because of Lion fan harassment. I cannot believe this.
I'm stunned. Like, losers. You hadn't sniffed a playoff game, let alone the NFC Championship game, in 30 years.
Wow.
You hadn't had a home playoff game in 30 years. He gave you two last year.
Losers.
And now you're going to, because he lost, you're going to harass his house?
Y'all deserve to rot again. You deserve to rot. I was all happy.
I hope he quits.
Feel good. I put them in the Super Bowl as my NFC representative. I was feeling wrong about Jared Goff. I hope y'all rot again right there in your miserable city.
Oh, that's awful, man. Like, come on now. What you going to do? You really going to put his house out there? And now what's going to happen is someone else is going to... I don't know why they allow...
Don't bring up what I said in the commercial.
Yeah, break. I don't know why. But yeah. This is awful. This is just terrible. And then like, we've seen college coaches get this done. Bill Curry, when he was at Alabama, brick through his window, house for sale. Like, we've seen this happen before. People put your house up for sale. Like, fans will put your house up. They'll put a for sale sign in your yard.
Loser.
Yeah.
Losers. And Dan Campbell. Then you want to go mess with a guy like that? A big dude like that?
Oh, I know.
Come on, Detroit. All right, Junk Drawer continuing on 105.3 The Fan.
This is a Reddit thread. What women don't understand about men? Like, what men would really want women to know if they had to say one thing? What do you really want your woman to know?
Mm.
And some of these responses are really, really good. One of the guys says, sometimes I want to do nothing and I'm not grumpy and I don't need to talk. I just want to sit there and do nothing for a little bit. And inevitably, the woman's like, what's going on? What's wrong? Why don't you want to do something with me? That's one of them.
I think my wife knows that about me. Like, we're probably together more than any other couple because she's home with the kids. And then I get home at like 10:30 and she knows how late I've like last night. I felt like I was Diddy with a parole officer in prison. She's like hitting me, poking me, like, why are you sleeping on the couch? What are you doing? What are you doing? Why are you sleeping out here? And I'd just been running around with the kids. I took Ollie to the doctor and then we went and ran errands and I was just beat. And I tried to take a nap during halftime of the Jets game. But normally she knows what I'm doing, coming home exhausted. So I could see how this is more of a problem if like both y'all get home at like 5:30 or 6 p.m. with normal job hours and you're quiet when you're supposed to be catching up.
Yeah.
But we're together so much. I don't know. She gets it.
We're together a lot. It's, you know, last night it was fourth quarter. And I just fall asleep on the couch.
Yeah.
It's like 24-3 already. And next thing I hear is her say, okay, you're a loser. I'm going to bed. You're boring. You're boring me. I'm going to bed.
Sorry.
Yeah, you're boring me. I'm going to bed.
Peyton, do you have, you run into this at all? You just want peace and quiet time and isolation?
Well, she knows that like when the laptop comes out, you know, I'm doing some kind of work,
yep.
You know, and she will do it as well, even when the TV's on.
Oh, those prep emails you send?
Exactly. Well, the payload was yesterday.
You know, that's true.
That's more prep than Mike Bassett's in all week.
You don't have to prep when you're T.O.
Well, that's right.
But yeah, so I'll have the laptop open doing work and then she'll be like, you know, if 5 or 6 minutes go by, just silent or I'm not talking. She's like, okay, yep, she'll say you're boring, or she says, okay, I guess you're not going to talk to me, and then she'll go off to the room or something like that, when she wants to talk. If she's doing work, of course, you know, it's nothing. You know,
yeah.
I never say anything to her, but yeah, vice versa.
The only time this happens in my house is today or tomorrow. I'll go home, I don't have to mess with the phone, I don't have to mess with the computer, and I'll just sit there in silence. Like, I won't even have the TV on. I'll just go home, I'll hold Ava for, you know, an hour, and she'll be like, what's going on? And I'm like, I just want everything off. I just want quiet. I want peace. I'm turning off my brain. And I do actually turn off my brain, whether it's today or tomorrow, for a while.
I mean, or you can just be like me and just completely have it off.
Yeah, never, do it Monday through Thursday.
Never even have it on.
Yeah, exactly.
The only time my brain works is Friday afternoon. next one is that I like intimacy too. I want to be hugged. Do you feel that? Do you feel that, Peyton? Do you feel
sometimes
that
I do, especially today. I want to get lots of hugs.
Yeah.
Which one of you two is like more affectionate, like their love language is whatever that is?
Oh, touch.
Touch.
Oh yeah, mine's easily touch.
Oh, it's her. Yeah, for sure. Yeah, she wants the hug. She want, you know, she'll come home and if 30 minutes goes by, she's like, you haven't hugged me, gave me a kiss or anything. I'm like, oh, well, sorry, you know, I just woke up from my nap. It's not my mind right now.
Yeah.
Like, I live with you, you know, I kiss you, hug you whenever I want.
Whenever
I want to. Yes.
And you too?
Between the two of us, I guess it depends on the time of day. Like, if There,
you guys are public hand holders.
We're public. We held hands above. Absolutely.
Bothers me.
There. Bothers there me. Is. I have a time of day. Like, if she gets into bed after 9:30, I know I just don't even bother touching her. She's like, it's I'm not. Now it's bedtime. Like, don't touch me. Go over there. Yeah. On your side of the bed. Don't
yeah.
do that.
Yeah.
But my love language definitely is touch.
That you want or
I
that
want,
you give?
That I want.
That you want.
That I want, yeah.
Okay.
That's it. So, the next one. When I get hungry, that's the lower my standards get. Women don't have that. They'll be starving and you ask them where they want to go and they say, I don't know what I want. Meanwhile, I will eat anything edible near me at a certain point.
Yep, 100%.
Yeah.
It got to like 7:45, 8 o'clock last night. I was like, okay, like, what do you want to do for dinner? We don't have anything planned. No groceries. And she's like, I don't know. It's like, I could eat anywhere. Just say a place and we're going there.
Say.
She's like, well, I don't know. And so I picked a place.
My wife will never pick, but she also doesn't give me a problem if I throw out the suggestion. She'll go along with whatever. But it's never an answer. It's never, I'm craving this or I want that. So she's not difficult and a problem once you pick the place. It's like when you're in the group session mm-hmm. and you're all trying to go out to dinner and no one will say anything. And then you pick and someone's like, well, I don't know. I don't know about that. Right. It's like going out with Bobby who won't protest where you go, but he just won't eat.
Right.
He'll sit at the table and not order
Absolutely.
And make everyone else uncomfortable.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Last one, that we are brick walls when it comes to getting hints. Unless you bluntly tell us, we are not going to catch on to it. Because we were assuming it either doesn't have any meaning or you're just joking or whatever.
I think...
Again, I'm terrible with hints.
I think both of us are pretty good at reading each other. Again, we're around each other a ton. We are normally not shy when we're unhappy or don't contain it too much. But my wife will say sometimes, like, after a while, if it's a long buildup, like, well, you didn't pick up on it? Like, you just didn't ask me? Like, you didn't ask me what was wrong? I just had to like come out with it, but I'm definitely more zoned out during the week. Like Choppy, you have to repeat everything for Choppy in here. I was like, oh, this is how my wife feels when I'm in the house, and I'm like, what'd you say? What was that? I also blame it on her being a low talker. She's a low talker, and I might have hearing issues. She thinks it's an attention issue.
Yeah, for mine, for Mackenzie, I am dead on when she's upset. When she's mad, I can tell. And, you know, she'll get more mad whenever I'm like, all right, you know, what's wrong? And she's like, nothing wrong. I go, okay, seriously, like, let's do this. You know, I've known you for over a year now. You know, well, what's wrong? Tell me. And then after a few minutes, she'll finally confess up and say something.
All right, we bombed last week. Let's see if we can recover next. Official picks for Ravens Cowboys. Who wins and why? Right after this.